A woman with thick black curly hair pulled back into a clip arrived at the table. She'd brought with her a dark pint filled to the frothy brim. She set it down and straightened, resting her hands on her hips over the strings of her small black apron.
Is he pesterin' ya? I can toss him out. Wouldn't be the first time, would it, Bryn? She winked.
He shook his head with a smile.
No need, love. I'll be on my best behavior.
We ordered a couple more pints, and hours later I was warm from the beer and laughing, listening to Brendan's stories about his local friends and adventures. We talked about Harvard, too, reliving the best of my college memories. I was careful to skirt past the others. Brendan would never know about those shadows, and I truly hoped he'd never know how close Max had come to repeating history. Perhaps when Brendan was back in Boston, he would get wind of the assault charges that had been brought against his former student. But at least for now, he was far enough away that he likely wouldn't find out. Blake and Brendan were chatting about one of Blake's business ventures when Mary returned to clear our empty glasses.
There she is, my bride-to-be,
Brendan muttered, his accent somehow thicker than it had been when we arrived.
Oh, you.
She smacked his arm, barely concealing a smile. He beamed with a grin and turned his focus back to us.